Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to the show. As I said in hour number one, I'm always on the move. I just spent the weekend in California, believe it or not. First time I've been there in, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. I used to live in California. 13 years I lived there. And I went back for the California Republican State Convention. I was the keynote speaker of the MAGA group of the convention, which was half the convention, basically 1,000 people, and about half rhinos and half were MAGA conservatives. And I was the keynote speaker for the conservative dinner on Saturday night. And boy, did I give them an earful, and boy, did they have a great time. And it was a raucous, standing room only crowd, hundreds of people, and we gave them hell, baby. We let them know the truth about what's going on in the world. And I gave them a long dissertation about Silicon Valley Bank, which many of them had no idea what it meant or what was going on. They didn't even know that Silicon Valley Bank had failed in the last 24 hours and that Monday morning was going to be a wild morning in the United States of America and a possibility of a stock market crash and bank stocks crashing and contagion that could take down the entire economies of the United States and the world. All of that was ahead of us, and I told everybody, I warned them how bad it was going to be, and I warned them that probably the United States government would bail out Silicon Valley Bank because a bunch of rich, yuppie, woke, liberal losers with hundreds of millions in the bank from Silicon Valley startups had their money in that bank, and as it stood at that moment, they were going to lose most of their money. And if they were not bailed out, and if they're bailed out, they'd keep all their money or most of it. Well, they bailed them out 100% while Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary of the United States, lied to our faces and said, it's not a bailout. We're not going to bail them out. It's not a bailout. And I knew they'd bail them out. And I knew her saying it's not a bailout meant it was going to be a bailout because they lie about everything. So they bailed them out. And maybe for the good of the stock market and the entire economy, that might have been the right thing to do. Just because there was not contagion and there was not a total crash today. And maybe they saved the entire economy, maybe. Or maybe it was a bunch of rich, spoiled brats getting saved while the rest of us eat it and pay for their mistakes. One thing I could tell you is the bank is woke. The bank is filled with Trump haters. The bank is filled with Democrats. The bank is filled with people whose entire objective was LGBTQ, transgender, climate change, sustainable economy, sustainable capitalism, inclusion, diversity, social justice, equity, the same crap that takes down every country in the world and every company in the world. And it's now infesting every bank in America. They've all got these agendas involving equity and inclusivity and diversity. It's disgusting. Not because I have any problem with a person of color, not because I have any problem with a gay person, because I think you should get the job because you're good at what you do, and you should concentrate on saving the money of your shareholders and keeping the bank in business, not be diverted all day long by gay issues. You have nothing to do with politics. Stay out of it. Get out of gay. It's ridiculous. I got no problem with a gay activist. Someone should be a gay activist. Be a gay activist. But you can't be a gay activist and be an executive and a VP of a bank. Two different things. You got nothing to do with gay activism in a bank. Shut up. No one wants to hear your gay bullspit. No one wants to hear your climate change crap. You're brainwashed about transgenderism. We don't want to hear it. You want to change your gender? Go change it in the corner like you change your clothes. But you can't do it while you're vice president of a bank. So, you know, we know for a fact this bank committed $5 billion a year ago. Only a year ago, a year before they went out of business, they committed $5 billion to climate change. and sustainable capitalism. My God. And we know that everybody involved is woke. We know that the bank managers and the bank vice presidents in Silicon Valley in California, they're all woke. We know that the VP of diversity and risk management, instead of studying the risk of the bank before they went under, was too busy with LGBTQ. They probably had flags flying in front of the bank, rainbow flags. Whole thing is nauseating. You want to have a rainbow flag and you're gay? Great. Go have a parade down the street. But you can't do it in the bank. Get out of politics in the bank. This is what's taken down our entire economic system. And the question is, first of all, the problem is these woke ideas in banks and in corporations in general. And number two is, are you hiring people just because they're gay or black or Latino, and you're not worrying about who the best person for the job is? And if they don't know anything about banking, but they happen to be black and gay, guess what? You know, black, lesbian people are being hired. Great. Do they know anything about banking? No. But they love the environment. They want to fight for climate change, and they want to fly an LGBTQ flag at their desk. Great. Do they know anything about banking? No. My God, no wonder banks are failing left and right. The bank that went out, Silicon Valley Bank, had all these terrible people who are liberal and woke, and inclusion is everything for them, and diversity and social justice and equity, and they lost, and the bank's out of business. But I noticed they got their bonuses on Friday. Do you know that? They got all their annual bonuses on Friday, and the bank went out of business on Saturday. Does that make any sense to anybody? That's called fraud. They should all be in jail. And we know that Signature Bank, which went out of business either yesterday, I forget if it was yesterday or today. I think they put it out yesterday. They closed it down very quietly. Another major bank, Silicon Valley Bank, second biggest bank to ever go out of business in the history of America. And Signature Bank is the third biggest bank to ever go out of business in the history of America. And on the board of directors of Signature Bank, speaking of LGBTQ bullspit, Barney Frank. You know who Barney Frank is? That's the congressman, the gay congressman who had his boyfriend living in his apartment with him when he didn't tell anybody he was gay, and he had a boyfriend living there who was 30 years younger than him. Barney Frank, who put together the financial laws, basically, of Wall Street a few years back that were hampering Wall Street firms and hampering banks, that guy is on the board of directors of a bank that went under. You think maybe he was also flying the rainbow flag a little bit too much? You think he was maybe a little bit distracted by his liberal woke causes to understand that the bank doesn't work and it's going under? Or maybe he just doesn't know anything about economics because he's a Democrat congressman. What would they know about economics? They've been handed insider trading and riches and bribes their whole life. They're all owned by China. They don't know anything about actually running a business and creating jobs. So, and an ex Obama Treasury official was on the board of Silicon Valley Bank. So when you add it all together, it's a recipe for disaster. Disaster. So that's problem number one. Problem number two is whether we needed a bailout or not. I'm not one to tell you if there should have been a bailout. I think there should not have been, because we just bailed out very rich, spoiled brats, liberal, big mouth, spoiled brats with Democrat connections got bailed out again, and Silicon Valley startups got bailed out again. And these, a lot of Chinese companies were funded by the Silicon Valley Bank, and they got bailed out. So if you ask me, it was a big mistake. But I think the bigger issue here is that, you know, are taxpayers going to get stuck with it? They just said no. That means they are. Everything the government says, it's the opposite. Did you ever watch Seinfeld? Yeah, that's how Jason Alexander, he played his part like he was the world's biggest loser until he realized whatever he thinks, do the opposite, because I'm a loser. So whatever I think, do the opposite. And then all of a sudden he got rich and he had beautiful women around him all day long by doing the opposite of everything he ever thought. That's what you got to do with liberals. Do the opposite of whatever they think. And whatever they say is the opposite. So if they say it's not a bailout, it's a bailout. If they say that you're not going to pay for it as a taxpayer, you're going to pay for it. So those are all the bad things about the and the best explanation of what happened with the bank. They're trying to blame it on Trump, of course. He's out of office for over 2 years, but it's Trump's fault. Then a bipartisan banking legislation passed while Trump was president. And I'm guessing Barney Frank was probably in that legislation and agreeing with it and pushing it forward. But forget all that, okay? Because I think there's a much bigger picture here. I've got a lot of smart friends, $100 million players, and one friend who is not rich, but who is kind of a soothsayer. and is a big Jewish messianic Jew who prays to Jesus every day and seems to come up with amazing answers and gives me some of my greatest insights. You know, for 7 years, I've never been wrong on this show, and he's one of my guiding lights. And his name's Matthew, lives in Florida. And Matthew and all my rich friends who are smart all say the same thing. This is all part of an agenda. Take down the whole U.S. economy, take down the banking sector, take down all of our money, make us all bankrupt, introduce socialism, and introduce digital currency. Convince people that things are so bad, the system is crashing, your money isn't safe, the banks are going out. So what do? You need digital currency, just like they did with COVID. They sent COVID purposely, intentionally our way, and that was because they wanted us to take an experimental vaccine. Okay, that was the end goal. COVID is what pried the door open to get you to be a sheep and take the experimental vaccine if you took it, or to force you if you didn't want it, but you worked in a business and you wanted to keep your job and your income, to force you to take the experimental vaccine. COVID is what allowed you to panic and get hysterical and be forced to take the vaccine. And this could be the thing that forces you to accept digital currency. You've got to call your legislature. You've got to call your senators, your congressmen, your governors, your state assemblymen, your state senators. Call everybody and tell them we will not accept digital currency, cashless society, or a social credit score. Never. Call them now. This is a state of emergency. That's what this is all about. We'll be right back.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. My Pillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took My Pillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented My Pillow to bring you the best pillow in history. MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to you all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is going to give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Folks, you've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow, including me. Well, Mike Liddell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these, ensuring they weren't just any old slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long so they can be worn both indoors and outdoors. These are now my favorite slippers ever. For a limited time, you will now save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com, promo code WAR, or call 800-659-9475.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, mystore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
All right, welcome back. Wayne LaRue, the Roots on fire. Welcome back to the show. I haven't been to California, as I said, in like 15 years. Used to live there. I can't stand this state anymore. But I spent a nice weekend in Sacramento, and two of the people in the crowd when I was addressing the MAGA crowd at the California State Convention, two of the people asked me to speak in San Diego and in Fresno at a big women's event in San Diego and at a big Lincoln Day dinner in Fresno, California. So I will be actually, looks like, visiting California a lot in the near future because there's a lot of conservatives trapped behind enemy lines in California. I mean, really, you're not even joking. It really is enemy lines. I mean, Nevada should build a wall. We need a wall between California and Nevada. Don't let those people in. Do not let the liberals come here and Californicate Nevada. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. What's going on in the world? Texas has the same problem. Florida avoided it. The more people that come to Florida, the more conservative it's gotten because they won't allow voter fraud. And all the conservatives left New York, New Jersey, Connecticut to move to Florida, and Pennsylvania to move to Florida, and Maryland to move to Florida. Basically, the entire East Coast decided to move to Florida. What's happening in Texas is a lot of Californians are moving in. What's happening in Las Vegas, a lot of Californians are moving in. Some of them are conservative, escaping, but others are liberal, and they want to bring their problems to us. Sponsor of this show is MyPillow, the great Mike Lindell and MyPillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows. Nobody sell 70 million products by mistake. It's got to be one of the great products of all time to sell 70 million. You know, because it's all word of mouth. Nobody's buying unless it's a great product. And I've got all his products, and they're all great products. You know what my two favorite are? There's the dog beds. I love them. And the slippers. They've got men's and women's slippers. My wife and I love the slippers when we're taking the dogs out for a walk, especially on a cold night. They're fabulous. And, you know, when we step out in the backyard with the dogs, they're just fabulous. And then the dog bed, my dog Bubba just loves it. He is so funny. He just curls up and kind of sinks into the bed like he can never get out the rest of his life. He's so deep in it. It's amazing. He loves his dog bed. So go to MyPillow.com for all your bedding needs. Go to MyStore.com for everything else you could ever want to buy. And Mike Lindell has both products, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo code ROOTS. And you get the best price, you get the best discounts, you get the biggest sales, 80% overstock sale right now, especially on the MyPillow slippers. They're called My Slippers, and they're fabulous. And you get a monstrous deal when you hit the promo code ROOT. So go check it out, MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code ROOT. So former Obama official worked at the Silicon Valley Bank before the collapse that rattled the American economy. Mary J. Miller served in the Treasury Department under Obama from 2010 to 2014. She served on the board of the Silicon Valley Bank. Boy, she was doing a good job on that board, wasn't she? These are all crazy woke people, Obama people. How about this one? Barney Frank, the namesake of the Dodd-Frank legislation, was on the board of the failed Signature Bank, another bank that failed over the weekend. Trump curse. Here's how woke Signature Bank was. Signature Bank fails 2 years after the bank closed President Trump's accounts over the January 6th riot. President Trump had accounts at Signature Bank, and they closed his accounts because of January 6th, which we've now found out, although I knew from day one and said from day one, but officially we found out January 6th is just a fraud, a total fake news event. Conservatives were there for a peaceful demonstration, salt of the earth, good people, did nothing wrong. Silicon Valley Bank on Friday paid out annual bonuses to their U.S. employees before the bank collapsed and was seized. They paid them out on Friday, and the bank collapsed and was seized on Saturday. Annual bonuses to eligible U.S. employees. Bonuses were for work done during 2022, previously scheduled to be disbursed on March 10th. Some bonuses were not paid as they were also scheduled later, but without coming on salaries, an FDIC spokesman said, "It's our standard practice to ask retained bank employees to assist with an orderly transition as part of our resolution process." Does that mean they're trying to say you get to keep the bonuses if you help us and work for the next 6 months on an orderly process? Is that what they're trying to say? I don't know. Federal Reserve announces it's conducting its own review into its own regulatory failure with the Silicon Valley Bank. And here's one more piece of news. California going under. California banks going under. Woke California hipsters going under. And yet Governor Newsom pushes for billions in reparation payments as the state faces a budget deficit disaster. The state task force proposes giving out $360,000 per black person in California as amends for slavery. There isn't enough money in the world to give away what they want in the state of California to someone because of the color of their skin, who wasn't even alive for the prejudice or alive for the Civil War or alive for the slavery. And to take it and steal it from taxpayers who weren't alive and did nothing to their grandparents. Nothing. Crazy.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever. MyPillow 2.0.
Wow, it's so soft and smooth.
It's cool to the touch. How did you do that?
Well, we took MyPillow's patented fill and combined it with this new technology that we didn't have back then when I invented MyPillow to bring you the best pillow in history. MyPillow 2.0. Just like all of you, I never imagined that MyPillow could get any better. That's why I haven't changed it in nearly 20 years. Then I heard about a revolutionary new technology, and I knew I had to bring it to y'all. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The MyPillow 2.0 is cooler and softer than the last MyPillow. It is so comfortable to sleep on at night. I look forward to going to bed, and I wake up well rested in the morning.
Sleep is all about temperature and height. MyPillow 2.0's patented adjustable fill is gonna give you the exact individual support you need from your head to your bed. And now here's where it gets even better. We've all experienced those temperature-related sleep interruptions where you get too hot, you toss and turn, you flip your pillow over to the cool side. Well, all that's gone with my brand new MyPillow 2.0 cooling fabric that's made with temperature-regulating thread.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
If someone told you that you could change your life, change your entire life in 88 days, would you do it? Would you believe it?
We are John and Chelsea Jubilee. What would you say if we told you that you could reverse diabetes, high blood pressure,
or most any other disease without painful exercises in just 88 days?
I didn't even think I'd cry talking about that. It's okay. But honestly, it was really cool to be able to get my life back.
We have a breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
Don't miss your opportunity to get well. We know that almost everybody out there is selling false hope, that everyone is selling a diet, but every diet works for a minute. But life is longer than a minute. But you need something that's sustainable.
We have been helping people for over 25 years with this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
You will lose fat fast, including that killer visceral fat. Chronic dehydration is the root cause of most illnesses. We want to encourage you, go log on to our website. Watch these amazing testimonials. They sound too good to be true.
Every day we hear someone that says, it sounded too good to be true, but it worked for me.
Had their kidney function down to 60%, that's irreversible kidney damage. No getting that back. Except it did. My kidney function came back.
88 days, what could you expect? What I didn't expect. My acid reflux I had for over 20 years, it's completely gone.
It's okay to be skeptical, but don't miss your opportunity to be your best you ever now.
So log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, mystore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean, plus it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm gonna give you deep discounts on all my store products. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
All right, Wayne on the root's on fire. Welcome back. Wayne on the Root, we're on Unfiltered, Lindell TV, as well as USA Audio Network. How do you find Lindell TV? If you're listening right now, just in your car, on your phone, your cell phone or your iPhone, on Android phone, on your desktop, on your laptop, just go to frankspeech.com and you'll see a choice of Lindell 1, Lindell 2. Choose Lindell 2 and you got Wayne Ellerroot live and in person on your TV set. Energized Health, sponsor of this segment, the show. John and Chelsea Jubilee are the owners of Energized Health, founders. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat I didn't know I had. Nobody ever does. My executive producer, Andrew Paul, is skinny as a marathon runner, and he lost 38 pounds of fat, mostly inner body fat. I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and intercellular hydration in only 88 days, along with those 25 pounds of lost fat. Now science backs it up. Another new study spanning three decades, just released by the National Institutes of Health, reveals that proper hydration might slow down the aging process and prolong a disease-free life. Here's your chance to be like Wayne right now. Go check out Energized Health. They're offering my fans 40% off. Ask for the Wayne Allyn 40% off discount. EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com. And now we got a great interview I did on my Real America's Voice TV show this weekend with Edward Dowd talking about the COVID vaccine deaths piling up. I thought you needed to watch it. Here it is. Wayne Allyn on RAV, America's Top 10 Countdown. The media calls me the King of Vegas. I moved to Las Vegas 20 years ago.
Showing companies how Nevada can protect your corporate assets.
All right, welcome back. Wayne Allyn on RAV, America's Top 10 Countdown. The media calls me the King of Vegas. I moved to Las Vegas 20 years ago to cut my taxes dramatically and protect my assets. I moved from California, by the way. Smart move. Best move I've ever made in my life. Nevada is a tax-free, safe place to park your money. You get offshore asset protection right here in the USA. Nevada, in that way, is kind of like Switzerland or Luxembourg or the Cayman Islands or Monte Carlo, right here in the US. If you're a business owner, a real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, a limited liability company in Nevada, a Nevada LLC, is the best defense against anyone trying to take assets away from you. Nevada laws are the best in the country. They can protect you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity from prying eyes. And you don't have to live here. You could be in any one of the other 49 states or outside the United States, any country you pick. Just set up your business here. Everyone needs a Nevada LLC. And no one knows Nevada LLCs better than my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters, the sponsors of this show. They have over 30 years in business, over 14,000 reviews, and a 5-star rating. Everybody loves them. Nevada Corporate Headquarters wants to help American patriots like you to protect your assets. So go to NevadaWAR.com. That's the website. Nevada War, W-A-R, for Wayne Allyn, NevadaWAR.com, and get a free guide, The Nevada Edge, that tells you why you should protect your money and assets with a Nevada LLC. Go to NevadaWAR.com and get your free guide today. No strings attached, nothing to lose, nothing to spend. Free, NevadaWAR.com. All right, we're back. This is my interview segment, and I've got Edward Dowd with me. He's a former portfolio manager at BlackRock. He oversaw a $14 billion portfolio at BlackRock. He's currently a founding partner with Finance Technologies, the author of a new book, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. His website, theylliedpeopledied.com. Theylliedpeopledied.com. There's the book, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021 and 2022. Ed Dowd, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good to be here. Thanks for having me on, Wayne.
Always good to see you. You and I are kind of similar because you're a high finance guy and I'm a politics talk show host guy, in addition to being king of Vegas sports gambling for 30 years of my life. So I'm kind of in finance too. But both of us have become kind of like doctors because our whole life is immersed now in the statistics of and the data of and the death of people from the COVID vaccine. That's not my background, medical. That's not your background. But we're smart guys and we picked up what was going on. You're one of my go-to guys. I've got like 10 go-to guys. You're right at the top of the list of looking at all the data around the world. And it's devastating. First thing, before I get to the obvious questions, what do you make of this? Is this like to create, kill off the population? Is this about population, depopulation? Or is this just pure greed? All of these people and all these politicians and all the media own stock in Pfizer and Moderna and AstraZeneca and J&J, and they just wanted to get rich? Or is it a combination of the two? What do you account for all this fraud and cover up?
Well, I can say this. I don't know if it's a plan to depopulate, but if the numbers keep going the way they're going, and we haven't done the work on the birth rates yet, but that's looking grim. So forget about whether there was a plan or not. If the numbers keep going the way they're going and they're not looking good right now, it is a de facto depopulation event. So we don't even need to have like motive or intent. It's happening. Let's just identify it. It's a reality of what is, if these numbers keep going the way they're going. So that's number one. Right. Number two, was there definitely a conspiracy of interest to take advantage of the COVID crisis? Absolutely. I mean, you and I talked about this. There are four silos that benefited from this. Let's start with the government. Power. Boom. Power. That's it. They love power. They love to be able to control people's lives. Pharma. Pharma benefited from selling a product under the color of law that was mandated. That's number two. Number three were the tech companies that were excited about. You got to remember the plan was quarterly jabs for the rest of your life with vaccine passports and surveillance technology. The tech companies were licking their chops at that. So, of course, they wholeheartedly aligned with the government for censorship, which is coming out in the Twitter files. So that's proven now. And then the fourth silo is media. They get all their advertising from pharma, especially on the nightly news. And they also get $1 billion in money from the government to promote the vaccine.
From the government.
So we have four silos.
What a scam.
You don't need to be, thinking there was a bunch of dudes in a room cackling with scotch and smoking cigars. It just was. The momentum went going and people took advantage of it. That's it. And here we are. And they're all covering, all four of these silos are covering their asses. That's what's going on.
But I got to tell you, you could take all that and set it aside. Now that we know everything we know, and we've seen the death mortality rate skyrocket everywhere in the world where people took vaccines, the idea that they just agreed, the FDA, to add the vaccine to the childhood vaccination, the thing that every kid, when he goes to the pediatrician, is supposed to get, and they added that in. And the fact that schools will now say you can't go to public school, at least in every blue state, without being vaccinated because the FDA said it's part of the childhood vaccination schedule, that's pure evil. That's mass murder. I mean, there's no other way to describe it, Ed, at this point, 2 years later.
Yeah, so basically what they did is they were so deep into this that you have to basically continue along with the fraud. And they thought, well, we're this deep in. We might as well get it on the vaccine childhood schedule, which then gives us immunity. No, I'm sorry. When the court of public opinion gets around to this, and the awakening is happening fast, I see it sentiment-wise. This is becoming a problem. There'll be no judge in the land that's going to rule in favor of this immunity. They're going to come up with a new case law called "You Violated the Spirit of Immunity." And if we can prove fraud in the Pfizer clinical trials and the Moderna clinical trials, which I believe,
then all immunity is gone, right?
Oh, it's all gone. So this is a heartless, evil plan to cover the CYA.
Right. And by the way, they're gonna have a hard time finding a judge to rule, because by then most of the judges are gonna be dead. They all swallowed the Kool-Aid, and all the judges took the vaccine. It's gonna be a lot of dead judges. So, all right, let's talk about your book, Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths. The foreword was written by Robert F. Kennedy. What kind of things can we find inside your book?
Yeah, bottom line is this. It's a marriage of two things. It puts a face to the human tragedy in the sudden athletic deaths, the deaths in the sleep of the young, the celebrities falling down on stage, doctors and first responders dying suddenly. So we document a bunch of stories. We even link a study called the Lausanne study, which documents from 2006 that prior to COVID, there was over 38-year period of the study, 1,101 sudden athletic deaths under the age of 35. That's 29 a year. We'd be lucky, Wayne, to have 29 in a month. We don't have that. That number is actually low. We had in the month of December 21 over 100. So terrible. In my book alone, there's hundreds and hundreds of these cases. Which, I'm a Wall Street guy. That's a tenfold increase. So let's then roll on to my metadata, the group life insurance policies and the disability.
And I got to tell you to keep it very tight. Hey, Ed, just keep it tight because we're running out of time. Give me like a minute on the metadata real quick.
Here it is. I'm just going to say this. This is what I said to Senator Ron Johnson. It's been detrimental to your health to be employed in 21 and 22. Normally, the employer to the healthiest amongst us, they've been dying faster than the general population, more numbers, more excessive deaths, and getting disabled faster than the general population. It's a mic drop. This is a national security issue. I told Senator Ron Johnson this. And if it's not the vaccines, which 100% I'm sure it is, then what is it and why aren't we talking about it? This is devastating the workforce.
Yeah, my prediction has been for a long time now, society is going to have a hard time even functioning in another year or two. So many people are going to be dead and crippled and disabled. Last thing I want to get from you, the death rates in countries around the world are at a level never before seen. Quickly, what are recent studies showing?
The bottom line is, unfortunately, my most recent data is today the disability number came out. That trend is not broken yet. It's still going kind of up and to the right. The U.S., the Society of Actuaries, I was leaked the fourth quarter numbers. They're reaccelerating. So if the U.S. Group Life, the healthiest amongst us, are reaccelerating, the globe is probably experiencing the same thing. So I'm extrapolating trends. This is a disaster of epic proportions.
All right. Scary stuff. Ed, we got to run. We're tight on time. The book is called Cause Unknown, The Epidemic of Sudden Deaths in 2021-2022 by Edward Dowd. And the website is theylied.peopledied.com. Thank you for your courage in coming forward. Thanks for telling us the truth, Ed. God bless you.
God bless you too as well, Wayne. Take care.
We'll be right back. Coming up, Final Four, Root Madness. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Are you a conservative warrior? A Christian patriot? Do you love America? It's time to teach a lesson to corporate America. If companies go woke, they will go broke. I'm so excited to tell you about an online store run by conservative and patriots, greatpatriotstore.com. All of the products are made in America at the highest quality and at the best prices found anywhere in the world. Greatpatriotstore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Every household product you're already buying is available at greatpatriotstore.com for a dramatically lower price. Healthier, environmentally friendly products from a pro-America company, and you save a fortune. Greatpatriotstore.com. Plus, you'll save time and money on gas, not having to drive to the store. It's all shipped to your doorstep. Go now to greatpatriotstore.com. Stop spending your hard-earned dollars with woke companies. Buy American products from an American company. GreatPatriotStore.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Engineer Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519 or visit engineeredtaxservices.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.
I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them and I personally buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver that you could put in your IRA, SEP IRA, or have it delivered right to your door, 100% insured. When it comes time to sell, Gold Gate Capital makes it easy for you. They'll buy the metals back from you if you ever decide to sell. So, call Goldgate Capital toll-free at 855-770-GOLD today. Tell them Wainwright sent you, and they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. The one thing you can count on to protect what you have worked so hard.
The Roots on fire. Welcome on back. Lindell TV at franksbeach.com. Lindell TV 2 is what you click to get my show. And of course, USA Audio Network is always my home base. Thank you for syndicating me across the country, USA. Clay Clark has a big event coming up in Las Vegas. If you don't know the name Clay Clark, then you'll know General Michael Flynn and his partner Clay Clark present the Reawaken America Tour called Reverse Davos live from Vegas. I call it Woodstock for conservatives because Woodstock was, you know, a mass event. And when you do things in Vegas, you got to do them big, bigger than any other city. They've run these Reawaken America Tours all over the United States, probably in 20, 30 cities by now. And they always get thousands of people to attend, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. But this one is the biggest one they've ever done. They got a big park. They actually set aside Craig Ranch Regional Park in North Las Vegas for Friday, August 25th, Saturday, August 26th. And they're selling 9,300 tickets, the biggest event they've ever done in this country for the Reawaken America Tour. And keep in mind, when I had three Vegas rallies a year and a half and 2 years ago, I had 5,000 to 10,000 people showing up. You, my fans, 5,000 to 10,000 each time I had a rally. And that was just for car rallies down the Vegas Strip. And all of you showed up for the Wainwright car rallies. Really appreciate it. And here you've got Wainwright both nights on the stage, by the way, prime time. And the great Alex Jones and General Mike Flynn and Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump and Charlie Kirk and Roger Stone and Dr. Peter McCullough, comedian Jim Brewer, and MyPillow chairman Mike Lindell will all be there, 70 speakers in all. Get your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. And use the promo code WAR to buy your tickets right now. WAR to buy your tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. Why do you want the promo code WAR? Because you get the best price for tickets. WAR stands for Wayne Allyn Root. They give you the best price for tickets and a chance to win backstage passes. So, so many bad things have happened in the last couple of years since they rigged and stole the election from Trump. And believe me, if you don't believe that, you're blind, deaf, and really, really dumb. And you could just see it. First of all, new details emerge on how Pfizer covered up the COVID vaccine trial failures. Details continue to emerge about the cover-ups and fraud during Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine trials. A mainstream media outlet in Germany revealed numerous subjects who either suffered bad health events, including death, were removed from the trial data. Can you imagine if I did something like that? You know, if I did a test on a product and three of the people died, and I said, you know, 3 out of 10 died, and I said, hey, 7 people took it and they're all healthy because 3 died, I just removed them from the data. Talk about fraud. Talk about Bernie Madoff fraud. Even Bernie Madoff didn't kill anyone. He economically killed people. He just ripped them off. He's one of the worst human beings ever, one of the worst criminals and Ponzi schemers in history. But Dr. Fauci, oh man, he goes down in history as evil, pure evil. This guy is, in my opinion, a mass murderer. And the lies he told to push this agenda of the vaccines when the vaccines didn't work, and he knew it, and Pfizer knew it, and Moderna knew it. They all knew it. Remember, it's an opinion show. It's my opinion that they knew it. How could it be an opinion, though? I'll say allegedly, maybe, I think. Come on, they removed trial data. They're criminals. But it's alleged as far as I'm concerned. Can't sue me. I'm alleging. It's alleged. We think of the Telegraph of the United Kingdom. Remember on Friday, I told you the amazing story that the UK health minister, his name is Matt Hancock, and he went on he texted his buddies in the government and said, when do we release the next pandemic to scare the people? We got to scare them into compliance. It's an admission of a criminal conspiracy. It's an admission. This whole thing's a scam. And this same media source, the same newspaper, The Telegraph in the UK, has a headline right now calling for the arrest of COVID lockdown health secretary Matt Hancock. The arrest. Former United Kingdom Health Secretary Matt Hancock was involved in the Wuhan coronavirus pandemic conspiracy. The Telegraph published a headline calling for Hancock to be arrested and thrown in prison for willful misconduct in public office, citing the recent UK lockdown files leak exposing Hancock's criminal activity throughout the pandemic, or the scamdemic. Hancock was engaged in mass deception, fraud, and criminal conspiracy against the people of Great Britain. Here is what the author, Alison Pearson, of the Telegraph article tweeted about Hancock and his ilk. Even at the height of World War II, government never used propaganda to frighten its own people. That, this lot did. Kids killed themselves. Mental health collapsed. Unforgivable. Matt Hancock should be arrested. Willful misconduct in public office. And how about the fact that just like Cuomo and all the other blue state Democrat governors, he sent people to their deaths back to nursing homes. How about that one? How about the UK headmaster of a private school who questioned the COVID-19 vaccine for children, questioned whether they should get it, and the UK disinformation unit followed this guy and spied on this guy and listened to his phone calls. This was America, this was the UK, this was Canada, this was Australia, this was New Zealand. This is every country in the world that we thought was free, was infringing on our rights and violating our human rights and our civil rights, and they should all go to jail for life.